Wendy B with Kix 93.5, hanging out after the long weekend. The phone rings, and on the phone is Derek Rattan. How are you, Derek?
I'm good. Wendy, how are you?
I am good. Now, I've mentioned this to you before, but do you know what a weekend is?
No. No, not really. Not in the summertime. You know, when you're touring as much as we do as performing artists, it's tough to know, tough to recognize what a weekend is, because that's when you're off on the road. That's when the busy time is. But no, I actually, yesterday, I flew up to Toronto from Nashville, and I hopped on the Gibson Guitar tour bus this morning, and we left Toronto this morning, and we're actually headed out to Winnipeg, Manitoba for the CCMAs.
Very, very cool. This is exciting, I'm sure.
Oh, it's awesome, yeah.
And now, how does it feel to be on the Gibson bus? Are you surrounded by guitars and loving it?
Yes. Yeah, they've got it's quite a miraculous bus. I've been on it a few different times, and of course decked out with many acoustic and electric guitars. And yeah, they're great. The Gibson folks are great folks and very supportive of the Canadian country music industry. And yeah, I'm real excited to be going out to the CCMAs with them this year. It's going to be a great year, and I'm blessed and fortunate this year to be nominated for several awards, so it's going to be a good time.
Four CCMA awards you've been nominated for this year.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, you're telling me it's something that the most I've ever been nominated for in previous years was three, and last year I won my first award for SoCan Songwriter of the Year.
Yeah,
or Hold My Beer there in Pochette Recorded.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good year. I mean, it's already been a great year. I released my brand new album, first time in a long time, in April. And that was, as the title suggests, that was a long time coming.
Yeah, okay.
and so it's just nice to be recognized for the work. You know, it's nice to have the nomination for Best Album. We've got the Best Album nomination, as well as Songwriter of the Year for First Time in a Long Time, as well as Record Producer of the Year for First Time in a Long Time. So, yeah, it's good.
This is a big event then, because also it was just announced yesterday that you're actually also going to be performing at the CCMAs.
Yeah, yeah. I did not know that they had made that announcement yet, but yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm actually doing a song, I believe... I don't want to misspeak, but I think the plan is that I'm going to do a song with Randy Bachman.
Woo! That is so cool.
I'm closing out the CCMA broadcast, so we'll be the last act on. And Randy is a guy who, obviously, growing up in Canada and being a fan of not just country music, but I grew up on a lot of rock and roll music, and grew up being a fan of other Canadian bands and of singer-songwriters. And his work with the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive. I mean, just some. He's written some classic songs, and as someone who grew up listening to a lot of those songs, that's going to be a neat thing and a privilege to get to share the stage with him and sing a song on national TV.
That is so cool. Now, Derek, you said you flew in from Nashville. Are you doing stuff in Nashville, or do you live there now?
I have lived in Nashville for about 13 years.
Okay. You're not. I'm hearing a lot of this lately.
Yeah.
A lot of Canadian artists are living in Nashville and loving it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I moved out. I'm from Bracebridge, Ontario originally. And I really just wanted to learn how to write a great country music song, and all the teachers were in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I went down there with my mind open and tried to learn as much as I could about writing songs. And it took about 7 years before anything happened. I mean, it was a lot of time. I painted houses for a while. I moved furniture for a long time. I just did whatever it took to make ends meet. And then finally started to get some of my songs recorded by other artists, as well as, you know, I got my own record deal. So it was a long process, but it's Nashville's certainly the place that I need to be to do what I do.
Was it nice to kind of come back home then on your first time in a long time tour over the last little bit there? I guess it wrapped up, May?
Yeah, and we came out, first time in a long time came out, the record came out April 1st, and our tour started, I think, April 8th or 9th, and we went, did about 20, 25 shows across Canada, and it was nice. It was awesome to be able to come home and particularly come home to my hometown, Bracebridge, Ontario, being an Ontario boy. It's such a beautiful part of Canada, and it was. I get great hometown support. Actually, I'm going back there September 20th and 21st. We're doing.
Don't tell too many people. You're gonna have stalkers now.
I hope so. folks can always check DerekRattan.net for tour info and all the latest stuff that's going on with me. But we're actually kicking off our fall tour in Bracebridge September 20th. So
that is cool. That is very cool. Well, in that case, we do hope that you have some stalkers there. I'm sure you will. the friendly kind, of course.
Of course, the friendly kind. not the other kind.
Yeah. Well, Derek, first of all, I can tell that you're on the road right now, so thank you so much for taking some time to speak with us today. That's just so awesome when people like you do that for us, because you're on the go. So to take a minute out of your day to talk with us is a great pleasure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But, I mean, really, Wendy, the pleasure is all mine because, I mean, it's great to be able to stand on stage and sing songs, but if you guys weren't playing them on the radio, no one would be listening to them, and we wouldn't have very much of an industry. So thank you for playing the music, and thanks to all the fans there in Kingston for listening and requesting the songs.
No problem. We'll keep listening to them, too, for you, Derek. I don't think we're going to stop that.
And, awesome.
And, of course, welcome home or close enough to home back to Canada again for the CCMAs, and hopefully you come home with all four of those nominations.
Well, thank you. It's really we'll see what happens. It's just nice to be nominated. I know that's a cliche thing to say, but it's really true. You know, just nice to be nominated for the work you do.
And, yeah.
I'd love to get, I'd take all four, but I'd be happy with one.
Yeah, happy with one, but even so, your performance with Randy Bachman, I'm sure, is going to be great as well. So we'll be checking it out on CBC, September 8th, CCMAs.
Awesome.
Thanks so much, Derek.
Thank you, Wendy.